So let's get into this three things. These three things that a lot of people look past on that are actually failing you in your life and business. And the first one is, Queen, is your comparison to others on social media and the people that you aspire to be like. The comparison that you have and the fear that you have that if you post something, someone is going to say something, judge you for it, and make you feel like you're not good enough or that you have no knowledge around what you're talking about, that you've spoken about because you did this thing. And so you hold off and you stop because you're too afraid to do something that may actually create a ripple effect in your business and in your life because you're too scared of what people are going to say or think of you. Hello and welcome back to Keys to the Queendom. We are going to go into something pretty interesting, and these are the things that you are going to fail if you do these three things. I actually want to start that again, but you will fail if you do these three things in your business, in your relationship, in everything. Now, before I get into that, I thought I would just sort of give you a quick little update on, you know, what I've been traversing as of late, because again, I think it's really important to come back down to being human, being, it sounds so stupid because it's like you are a human, but just being transparent with you guys, you know. So coming to the end of last year and just the big signs I've been getting from the universe lately on leveling up and everything that I want to work on with my business, I've decided to take a massive break from alcohol. You know, and I know that sounds really silly because I'm known as the girl that loves red wine, and I really do. I really, really do. But where I want to go with everything and just reflecting on discipline as a whole, and I think about the discipline I had when I was a professional athlete, and yes, obviously behind the scenes, there was still a lot of work I had to do from a healing perspective, right? And I just remembered feeling just, when I was disciplined in all parts of my life, so much goodness came from it. And I'm being really strategic with my eating, with my sleep, disciplined with who I speak to, who I don't speak to. And the thing that came up a lot is, what would happen if I really just took a break from drinking and just really focused on the detox of people and health and everything else in business, right? So stay tuned for that. I've got a girls' trip planned with my best friends, which I cannot wait. We're going to Miami, Mexico, and Vegas. But I just want to let you know that when we let go of certain things that may feel like it's a part of us, chances are that it was meant to happen for a reason. And if you are on this beautiful growth of up-leveling this year and taking your business to another level, you know, I just wanted to share that whatever's been there for you guys to work on, I want to share with you guys too. But I've just had this biggest calling to just be really laser focused, and that's just been coming up for me a lot. So let's get into this three things, these three things that a lot of people look past on that are actually failing you in your life and business. And the first one is, Queen, is your comparison to others on social media and the people that you aspire to be like. The comparison that you have and the fear that you have that if you post something, someone is going to say something, judge you for it, and make you feel like you're not good enough or that you have no knowledge around what you're talking about, that you are being stabbed, spoken about because you did this thing. And so you hold off and you stop because you're too afraid to do something that may actually create a ripple effect in your business and in your life because you're too scared of what people are going to say or think of you. And I just want you to know, I've been in that place. I know that feeling. I still have those feelings. But if you are there stopping yourself from showing up and building the business and talking about something that really gets you fired up or really means the world to you, but you're scared of what other people are going to think of you, you're going to fail. And you have no one to blame but you.
Queen, how often have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world? You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now, I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queen Stream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queen Stream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing, my own business. And I've stopped making money for someone else, and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queen Stream University.
And I've been traversing through a lot of the stuff that I share with you guys. You know, I have taken a big step into the spiritual world and business world too. I've been really stepping into tapping into that. And I was scared to share that, you know. Ooh, Tam's crazy. She's gone all woo-woo. I've always had it in me. I've always felt this innerness, this inner power. But I was seen as a professional athlete. I was seen as a business coach. I was seen as this person. So if I spoke about things like God or spirituality or the universe, people are going to think I'm crazy. But you know what? I am. I am crazy. So fuck it. And this is why we created the Play Big shirt, which make sure you grab, because it gives you that power and that anchor to just go all in and play big, because maybe you have had people talk bad about you. Guilty. Maybe you have had people point the finger at you and go, what is she doing? People have done that with me. And I share that because this is your opportunity to know that if I felt that, you are more than capable of doing the things you've always wanted to do. So first thing that's stopping you from actually achieving your goals and the reason why you're going to fail is if you're constantly worrying about what others are going to think of you. This is your permission slip to fuck it and do it anyway. Now, the second thing is leads into that is the marketing and the content that you're doing is the same as everyone else. Babe, we're going to have a chat, but why are you doing the same thing as everyone else? Are you everyone? And why is it that you care so much? You're going to stand out when you step into your power and do things that are different from others. And if you don't know what that looks like, this is what we help you with. But just stop doing what other people are doing and just go with what feels called for you to do. And if you don't know what that looks like, go, hey, I'm cool with not knowing what that looks like, but I would love to learn how I can be more me, how I can create a change and a difference in the world, how I can start to create, you know, content that really converts, that's different to what everyone else is doing. You can aspire to be like other people, and yes, you can, you know, repurpose things, but don't take away your inner power to do things out there that no one else has done. Content and marketing is really cool because you get to create that. You get to be the point of difference. And if you bring something forward that no one else has done, you are stepping into a market that hasn't been touched yet. So don't actually fall short from these opportunities that are being pointed at you in your face, right? And I know that feeling too, because I was that person that did everything that other fitness coaches did and business coaches at one point, because you know why? I wasn't certain about myself. I wasn't certain about what I was here for and what I wanted to do. I was like, well, I am sort of new, so I'm going to play it safe. Fuck playing safe, because really, in order to stand out right now and build a business, you need to do things differently. And if you're doing the same thing and copying everyone else, queen, you will fail.
Hey, beautiful kings and queens. Are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible, great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team, and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space.
And the third big fucking thing, and all my coaches and business owners are going to understand this, is the freeze state that people have when it comes to selling. Oh, I don't want to take money from you. I don't want to ask for money. That's enough. We've been through this so many times. But your obligation as a coach, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as an aspiring business owner, as a mum, as a wife, as a partner, is to serve. And for that, you deserve to be paid. And for that, you have to sell every day. The beautiful thing about what we do, right, is we help you on selling from an authentic place, selling from a place that's you. Now, I come very masculine sometimes in my episodes right now. If you've ever had a call with me, you know, I think it's really important to navigate through and mirror. They teach this in life coaching on the person that's there. You don't want to be too over the top. You don't want to be too soft, but you find the balance when you can mirror that person but still stand your voice and ground. And the thing about selling is it's a living organism. And Daniel G talks about this all the time. And shout out to you, my friend. Please stop having this fear of not wanting to sell and asking people for money. What is wrong with speaking to people every single day? What is wrong with DMing people and just seeing how their day is? What is wrong with jumping on a live every day, going on your broadcast channel, jumping on your stories and talking about what you do? If you're not talking about your business every single day and what you do for your consumers, you are going to fail. And I'll repeat that again. You are going to fail. And I say that with love. Because if there is a part of you right now that knows this is you, it has everything to do with your self-worth. You don't believe you're worthy enough to sell, therefore you don't. And if that's the case, you work with me for that. We work with you on that. You know, we really believe every single person deserves to build an empire. This is why Keys to the Queendom has been born. So going over the three things, having the fear of judgment, copying every single person that comes to the content and marketing because you're too afraid to play big and be seen and heard. And last but not least, being afraid to sell every day because you're afraid and because you don't see the worth in what you do. If this resonates with you, this is what gets to be the opportunity right now for you to work on that. Own it. Take responsibility. I certainly have. And start with every day that 1% self-improvement, which we talk about. Thank you, James Clear. And ask yourself, what am I willing to let go of so that I can step into the version of myself? I said alcohol. I share with you guys what I'm working on. But what are you working on that you're going to change so you can remove these parts where you don't fear the fear of judgment, you don't copy other people, and you're selling every day? I am your host, Tamara Meyer, and this is Keys to the Queendom. I love you all.
the more that we decide to really step into this version of ourselves with our content, with our brand, with showing up, that's when the moves start to happen. When it comes to content mastery, and you are new to this game, you know, you are new to obviously building your presence online, and maybe right now you don't want to think about the micro topics, who you're speaking to, the ideal clients. Start with collaboration. And I think it's really important that you make that decision, that certainty, to start thinking about how can I start being seen in front of different people each and every day. So the first piece to content mastery is being able to make those decisions to collaborate, to speak to someone new.
One of the reasons why I wanted to work with you was because I love that you have a community and you bring everyone together.
I have learned all about how to tell a story, what are the main components of a story. It's so helpful for brand improvement.
A highlight for me today has been being around such awesome, like-minded people and actually figuring out what I think my brand is and what I want to do.
But at the end of the day, if you're just true to who you are and focus on who you were as a younger self, it brings in those types of people that are just like, yes, I want to work with you.